Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue and here till 5 a.m. It's Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about generational slang in a little bit and some other words and things like that. That's coming up as well. And again, you can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Well, it's springtime, and that's when so many people do their... Well, it doesn't feel like it right now, but according to the calendar, it's springtime. And so many people start to do their spring cleaning. Sue Crum is my guest, and she is the author of Clear Your Clutter, 50 Ways to Organize Your Life, Home, or Business so you can become a more calm, focused, and happy. She's going to provide tips on not only cleaning up your home, but also making you more productive and cleaning up your life a little bit. She's got a website at SueCrum.com. That's C-R-U-M, SueCrum.com. And she's here to give us some tips and talk about that. Sue, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much, Nick.
Now, so I understand that you grew up in Homewood.
I did. It's so fun to see WGN come across my email. And I spent 21 wonderful winters and years in Illinois before I bought a red convertible, thanks to my parents for raising me, and drove to Southern California thinking there'd be better weather somewhere else.
Well, let me tell you something. We have not seen the temperatures get out of like 35 degrees in about 4 days, and we've had snow all weekend.
I know. And I probably shouldn't mention that I went to the beach yesterday and was in the sand with my toes and my bathing suit on. I probably should leave that out.
Yeah, you probably should. Yeah, at this point, because people are starting to lose their minds a little bit here in the Midwest. It's been a crazy time. But it is technically spring, and people do like to clear up their clutter. And let's talk a little bit about how you got into this. And you are the owner of professional organizing and real estate staging company. How did this become the focus?
Well, it's interesting because I had my whole career out here in the field of education, and I was a principal at three different schools and assistant superintendent and acting superintendent for a school district. And that was all in Los Angeles County. And then I needed to move to San Diego County, where my mother was a bit imploding and her health was failing. And so I found myself selling a house, buying another house, remodeling, staging my home, which I didn't even know the term, in Los Angeles County to sell it. And when I got down here, my mother ended up in the hospital four times in 18 months. And I thought, I can't do this principal thing and end up at the hospital all night long with her. So I jumped off of that and focused more on her care. And after that all ended up, I kind of said, okay, well, what next? And I recognized during all this transition how important environments are. And I had really never really spent time focusing on that in the field of education. It was all about servicing students and community and family members and parents. And I really hadn't given environments much thought till I got into this position of changing homes and households and dealing with my mother's household. Mm-hmm. And I realized environments are really key to people's success and their productivity. And when they're out of whack, their whole system gets out of whack. You get out of balance. And you just find that you're not really happy in your own home environment. And you can't be as productive and focused as you want to be if things aren't right. And so I ended up starting out doing interior redesign. And that's what led to the staging to sell and staging to stay. And from that, I found out it's really doesn't matter what your zip code is. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're on one of the top 10 streets in, you know, your city as far as selling homes. If the place is full of stuff, no potential buyer is going to see past your stuff to say, oh, okay, George, let's stop the car and buy this place. So I got working with clients on clearing up their clutter so that people could actually see the architectural features of the home they were trying to sell. And in the process, I recognized at many times in one's life, everybody has stuff. whether they're transitioning from getting married to getting divorced to having children to someone dying or themselves getting sick, that the home environment in particular can offset lots of problems outside in the world. And if it's in great shape, you can go out and slay dragons a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I've noticed this. I have. I've accumulated some stuff. I've been in the apartment that I live in now for 7 years. But when I first moved in, you know, obviously when you move, you tend to purge. You tend to get rid of things that you don't
yes.
need. And I had moved in. I made a move a few years before that, where I had lived in an apartment for 14 years, and it was a big one-bedroom apartment. And when you live somewhere that long, you tend to just put stuff in closets or put it in a box or pile it up and just leave it until you're faced with, you know, the fact that you're moving. And I was moving in with someone, my wife at the time, and she had a ton of furniture. She had enough stuff, and so I really just got rid of everything. And as tough as it may seem to some people, because I know some people really like to hold on to things. They feel that, you know, that mm-hmm. there's like a security blanket in having that. But when you do that for the first time, when you really purge and get rid of stuff, you feel really good afterwards. It's hard. It's hard to do it, but you feel good afterwards.
You do. And, you know, sometimes it's a deadline that really moves you. And so it sounds like with your situation, it was a deadline and a timeline
yeah.
where you were moving. And that gets somebody really motivated because there's a reason and you can visualize where you're going and you realize how much space you're going to have. And I say deadlines are delicious because, you know, without those, we'd probably never tell the government anything about our finances in the middle of April and all those things. So the deadlines really get us going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes without that, if people stay in the same place for a long period of time, they decide, well, you know, someday we'll clear out the clutter or someday we'll get organized.
Yeah.
They forget that someday isn't one of the days of the week.
Yeah.
So it just never comes around.
It's funny you're talking about deadlines. WGN, the radio station, is moving from where we've been here in the Tribune Tower for many, many, many years. And we're moving across the river on the other side of the river. I have stuff in my, you know, in my desk here. I have stuff in an office that I'm just going to have to, you know, get rid of. And we're moving in, you know, in about a month and a half or so. So that's going to be another deadline where I have to clear all the stuff that I don't need here at work.
There you go. That's great. And it's wonderful to hear Tribune Tower. My father actually worked at the Tribune Tower many, many years ago, and he would take the Illinois Central train from Homewood to downtown.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building.
Tower.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building. We've been here a long time. Well, listen, for those people who you know, who are saying, "Ah, someday I'll get to it," like myself, I'm allowing mm-hmm. my place to get a little cluttered. You do have tips on how, you know, you can clear the clutter and it'll make your life a little bit less stressful, correct?
Well, it'll make you less stressful and more productive. So I'm all about productivity and taking action. And I think that what happens with clutter is it blocks somebody from being creative and it blocks somebody from getting on with what they want to do. So many people are, you know, like in a second or third career and they want to get going or they want to start their own business. People that I talk to, some of my clients, they want to write a book or they want to open up an art studio or, you know, they do want to move to another environment. And they find that all the stuff sucks the energy out of them. And so it prevents them from doing what they want to get on and do. So they have this, you know, grandiose idea, but they've got so much blocking that. I see clutter as visual noise. It really gets noisy when you walk in a space and it's full of stuff
mm-hmm.
and you can't get to what you really wanted to do because you're busy looking for something or just kind of starting on a box and going, okay, this isn't any fun. Now I'm exhausted. So then they stop.
And what are the, you know, you have 10 of your favorite tips for clearing clutter. And I know that that's available as a free ebook on your site at SueCrum.com. That's,
oh, yeah.
What are some of those, if you can go through some of those tips for people?
Yeah, I have top 10 favorites. I compare clutter clearing to actually gardening. And if you think about good gardeners, they're constantly out there looking at weeds, and they're weeding, and their gardens look so good because they're weeding constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So if we think about our environments as needing to be weeded, and we just need to edit out the bad stuff, because once it gets all mixed up with everything else, it just blocks us. The other favorite tip that I have in there is that you have to start small. So some people, you know, they get this idea on New Year's Eve that they're going to get organized for the new year. And getting organized is one of the top two New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Losing weight is the other one.
Right.
And they start, you know, oh, you know, next year I'm going to get organized, but they don't have any plan. And so it's too big. And you have to really start small. So what I say to my clients and to people in my audience is I say, you know, start at what's gnawing at you. So if what's gnawing at you is your calendar and you're just totally swamped because you're overscheduled and you're overcommitted, start by clearing out space, weeding your calendar, getting it down to just the must-dos, and get rid of some of the would-like-to-dos till you can get back some control of your time.
Mm.
And it, if it's your environment, take a look at, well, is it you can't walk through the front entry of your house, or you can't quite make it over to your master bed because there's too much stuff and too many clothes to prevent you from getting into your closet. Start with a project that is small so you can kind of get some success. And I think what happens to many people is they just start too big and they go, oh, well, I'm going to get it all organized. And they start down the path by themselves, and it's overwhelming. It's exhausting. And then they go, oh, gosh, they're going to spend all day on it and a big block of time, and then they're worn out. And they go, well, that wasn't any fun. I'm not doing that for another 3 years. So the other thing that I say in one of my top 10 favorites is, first thing in the morning, make the bed. And I've been saying that for so many years, and now Admiral McRaven, I believe his name is the Navy Admiral who actually did a speech on this, and people can Google this in on YouTube, called Make Your Bed or Make the Bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes up 80% of your bedroom. So if you just do that one activity to start the day before you even made it to breakfast, you've made an accomplishment for the day. And it's like, okay, well, I got one great thing done for the day. And people say, oh, but I live by myself. And I go, well, you know, 80% of the bedroom will look picked up if you just make the bed and start with that one success of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's another one of my favorites.
We have to take a break for a commercial.
Oh, sure.
Just hold on for 1 second, and we'll come back and talk more about clearing clutter. And she's got a new book coming out, and she's going to be working with Jack Canfield, who's a co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And we're going to talk about that and the lectures that she's giving and everything. Lots to talk about here with Sue Crum, author of Clear Your Clutter. And we'll take a quick break and talk more right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. My guest right now is Sue Crum. She's the author of Clear Your Clutter, 50 Ways to Organize Your Life, Home, or Business so You Can Become More Calm, Focused, and Happy. And she's given us tips on clearing up your clutter and also making you more productive. And we welcome Sue back to the show. Sue, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Nick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so we were talking about some of your favorite tips, and you know, before the break you were saying that a simple thing that you can do every day is to make your bed. I find that really interesting. My bed is not made. I live alone.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
It's not made.
That's okay. You know, try it and see if it just doesn't give the room just a little bit more calm to it.
Yeah. No,
just a little bit more calm.
I can see that. I can absolutely. It makes total sense. I can see that. I guess, you know, that argument that people give you, Sue, about, I live alone, what's the difference? I think that's the thing that's always in the back of my mind. It's like, I'm the only person that's going to see this, so, you know.
Well, check out Admiral McRaven's talk
I
on
will.
Make Your Bed. It's pretty fascinating what he did with the Navy people.
I will. So you're working with Jack Canfield, the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, Jack is also the author of The Success Principles, and he wrote that book in 2005, and then in 2015 came out with the 10th anniversary of the book. And I had an opportunity to hear him speak back in 2005, and kind of since about 2009 and 10, I've been in one of his Train the Trainer people and been able to assist on his seminars. So this past, I would say couple weeks ago, he was here in San Diego, and he presented his One Day to Greatness. And then this summer, he'll do his Breakthrough to Success, which is about a 5-day program in Scottsdale, Arizona. And he's also been in the movie The Secret, so a lot of people know him from that. Mm-hmm. And it's just great energy to be around him. He's such a down-to-earth fella, and his goal is to train 1 million people to continue his work that is outlined in the book, The Success Principles. And he talks about specific principles that people can do, no matter what stage of life they are in, to really move their life forward and kind of get to the life that they want, no matter where they are right now. Mm-hmm. So it's just great energy to be around him and all of the Canfield people. So I always enjoy it. And I was just there 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Now, you mentioned clients. How many do you have, and how often do you talk or see them?
Well, I've moved my business more to virtual right now, virtual mm-hmm. coaching. So for your listeners in WGN, I certainly can work with them by phone. And I have still some hands-on clients. I probably have about 6 hands-on clients. But I have more clients that I work with virtually, organizing people by phone. Mm-hmm. And people go, well, how can you do that without seeing the space? And it's amazing. When people are motivated and they've decided, you know, enough is enough is enough, they can really, with direction and guidance, get moving through their stuff and get to the other side. And it's just very rewarding, because people have things and goals they want to do. And when their environments are out of whack, they don't have the energy to get on and do them. So I put them through a process, and we work together by phone in a coaching situation and move through their stuff. And it's miraculous, I have to say, because once that clears up and people get on with it, they're like new people. They're new.
Yeah. You know, and people can find all the information about the virtual coaching and the consulting via phone at your website, correct?
Yes. And you mentioned the SueCrum.com. That's pretty much my speaking website.
Okay.
ClearYourClutterCoach.com would also get them to more of the coaching. And also I have a Facebook post that I do on Facebook, Clear Your Clutter Coach, and Instagram also, Clear Your Clutter Coach.
Okay,
so those are places for people to find me as
out.
Well.
ClearYourClutterCoach.com
for that
information.
And I send out a 4-tip Friday blog that people would probably like to get. Kind of keeps people motivated and productive, and they'll also get that ebook we mentioned earlier, The Simple Strategies for Clutter Clearing.
Got it. All right, now you've got a new book coming out in just a few weeks, correct?
I do. It's called You've Got the Power, and it's quick tips to increase productivity, create calm, and transform yourself. And what it is it's a compilation of other articles that I have written over the years, and I've put them all in one place. And so it's just kind of giving people the power. So some of the titles are like The Power of Momentum, The Power of In-N-Out Days, The Power of Paper, and paper certainly has a lot of power over us, The Power of Habit. So each little chapter, each little vignette just kind of gives people a sense that, gee, they've got the power to take back control of their life, and they don't have to let other circumstances control their life.
Oh, okay.
One of the chapters is The Power of the Morning Ritual. And I mentioned weeding earlier. I have a chapter called The Power of Weeding. And it's not reading, it's weeding like a gardener.
Right.
And The Power of Time and Gratitude. You know, and I have one called The Power of the Spring Fling. We were talking about springtime.
Yeah. Well, when is that book going to be going to come out?
I would say probably in the next 4 weeks. But the best way for some of your listeners to make sure that they're aware of it is to sign up on clearyourcluttercoach.com to get that free ebook, and then they'll see it in my 4-Tip Friday blog. They'll see when the book is out, and it'll be available At Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com as well.
Okay, there you go. And your book, Clear Your Clutter, is still available. Obviously, people can get that.
It is.
Okay.
And that is also available at Amazon and on Barnes & Noble. But I wanted to offer your readers and listeners something special if I have time to do that.
Sure.
So if anybody who's listening is wanting to have me coach them to clear up their clutter and get on with what they want to do in life, they could just send me an email, sue@suecrum.com, and put in the subject line, WGN, 15% off coaching.
Oh.
So that would be, and I would know then that they had listened to your show and were looking to get some coaching, and we could set up a free strategy call to help them get on with what it is that they would like to accomplish.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Sue, we appreciate that. And I know the listeners do too. So, Sue, it was a pleasure talking to you again. And everybody can check out your stuff at suecrum.com and clearyourcluttercoach.com.
And it's no B on the crumb. So SUECRUM.
Got it.
.com.
All right. Great. Sue, great to talk to you. Have a great morning. Okay.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks
take
so
care.
Much.
There you go. All right. Sue Crum, everybody, author of Clear Your Clutter. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next here on 720 WGN.